Now let me very briefly look at this that has to do with Elisha down at Dothan. Dothan's an interesting place. That's the place where Joseph got into trouble. But here's the place where God delivered Elisha. Now, Ben-Hadad came to the conclusion there must be a spy in his camp. And he tried to find out. He discovered it wasn't a spy in his camp. It was Elisha down in Israel that was calling the shots. And so he sent a whole army down to get him. And believe me, friends, that was certainly a compliment to this man that he had to have an old army to come against him. Verse 13, he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he's in Dothan." Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" This servant of Elisha went out and saw that they were surrounded by the enemy. And he says, "What in the world can we do?" And this is what Elisha said. He answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." You and I are living in a day when Christians are in the minority. We've heard a great deal about minority groups, but the minority group today are believers. I don't mean church members. I mean real Bible believers. We are a real minority. And sometimes we develop an Elijah complex. What we need is an Elisha complex and find out, as Martin Luther put it, one with God is a majority. And so Elisha prayed, here's verse 17, and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, a mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And he found out that he was protected. Now let's understand one thing. At Dothan, Joseph had no chariots of fire that protected him. His brothers took him and he would have been murdered. But they sold him into slavery into Egypt. But regardless of whether there's chariots of fire around you today or whether there's coming into your life trouble, the trouble can never come to you unless it gets through those chariots of fire. God won't let it come to you. You remember in the book of Job, Satan had to say concerning him, "You put a hedge around him." My friend, today, God is on your side, but somebody says, "I'm in trouble." If you're God's man, he's permitted it. Now, why? I don't know. Don't ask me that. But he's permitted it to come to you for a very definite purpose. Now, we find here that Elisha did a very unusual thing. He asked God to smite the hosts of the Syrians with blindness, and he did. And he led them all the way into Samaria and told them that he was leading them where Elisha was. And when they got to Samaria, he just turned them over to the king of Samaria. Now, the king of Samaria wanted to slay them. Elisha said, "Don't do that. You feed them. Send them home." And may I say, that gesture should have quieted down the Syrians. But I think the Syrians in that day are very much like the Syrians today. They want to fight, and they're apparently not prepared for it. In verse 24, it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine at that time, and we're told that an ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver. And you remember the incident, and we'll take that up, of course, next time, that at this particular time, Elisha, verse 32, sat in his house. The elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, "See ye how this son of a murderer hath sent to take away mine head. Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door, hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him?" And while he yet talked with him, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, "Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer?" And so Elisha, then delivers a message, and it's one of the strangest messages, and here is another thrilling incident in the life of this man. Do not underrate or undersell Elisha. He's on a par with Elijah, but in just a little different way.